from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Guyanese Muslims critical of the war on Afghanistan warn against Islamophobia. Jamaica's opposition leader labels Monday's cabinet reshuffle a desperate PNP attempt to clinch a fourth term in office. And oppressive kingdom ties, the description slapped on the relationship between The Hague and the Dutch Caribbean. I'm Karen Weir and this is BBC Caribbean Report. A senior American commander of the bombing campaign against Afghanistan says the Taliban's entire fighting force is feeling the brunt of the assault. Admiral Mark Fitzgerald says there are cracks appearing in the loose alliance of tribes that support them. The airstrikes are in retaliation for the September 11th attacks on the US, which Washington blames on Saudi dissident Osama bin Laden. But these airstrikes are being criticised by Muslim groups in Guyana, from whom we'll be hearing from shortly. But first, the BBC's Brian Barron reports on what the US considers successful air raids from the nuclear-powered aircraft carrier Theodore Roosevelt off the coast of Pakistan.
In carefully measured remarks, avoiding any hint of triumphalism, Admiral Mark Fitzgerald, the commander of the Roosevelt battle group, told us the Allied assault is starting to yield a lot of success. For the past 4 days, strike fighters from the Roosevelt